Welcome to Beyond the Body, a podcast for women who aren't afraid to dive deep into who they are, embrace discomfort, and level up their mind, body, and life. I'm your host, Christina Slater. If you've ever struggled with body image, self-worth, or knowing how to take your fitness to the next level, you have come to the right place. We go deeper than just the latest fad diet or trending workout to provide you with the mindset tools to transform your body, upgrade your mind, and reclaim your life. Let's get into it. Hello, you guys. What is going on? Welcome back to Beyond the Body. My name is Christina and I am your host. Today, we're going to be talking about something really, really exciting. If you've been following us on social media, you'll probably have seen that the Cut and Conquer team and I are running a summer shred program. Okay, so this is the first time we've actually run a summer shred. Shred is our most popular fat loss transformation program. Typically, we only run it once a year and we only run it in January. However, we've been having a ton of inquiries from both clients and non-clients about another round of this program. And honestly, we figured, why not? So today I am going to be answering some questions that have been sent in from our followers in regards to the Shred program and just getting some more information on that. Before I dive into the actual questions and answers, episode 73, I believe, of Beyond the Body does go in depth about kind of like the psychological aspect of the Shred program and kind of what type of person and like what type of mentality you have to be successful with the program. So if you're looking for a little bit more in-depth information, that episode is going to provide you that. It is from last year, but all of our Shred programs, even though they're customized, which I'm going to dive into a bit more, they do follow a set criteria. So all of that information in episode 73 is still really, really valid. So let's get into it. Question number one is, how much weight can I actually lose in this program? Honestly, that's probably the question I get asked the most. And I do want to preface by saying it's not just about the number on the scale. Fitness and weight loss is about so much more than that. It's about how you feel. It's about how your body looks, how you perform, and so much more. But clients typically will lose between 15 to 30 pounds during the Shred program. Again, that's kind of a ballpark average because everyone is so different. The Shred program, well, the next question is, how long is it? And so the Shred program is actually 16 weeks. When I first started running it, it was only a 90-day program. It was 12 weeks. However, we've actually added 4 weeks to it so that we can include a reverse diet. I'll explain that a little more in a minute, but I believe, I haven't actually calculated the stats, but the number that's popping out in my head, I think the most ever actual weight lost in Shred in the 90-day version back a couple years ago was by one of my clients, Debbie, and I believe it was 43 pounds in 90 days. Now, again, that's crazy, especially for a female, but it is a very intense program. It is a very detailed program. That's what, that's one of the things that makes it so effective is the level of thoroughness and optimization that we put into creating it for each and every person. Now, having said that, we have had clients do the Shred program who've only lost like maybe 5 to 10 pounds. However, the body recomposition and like how they look and feel at the beginning versus the end of the program is insanely different. And I can confidently say we have never, ever in the history of Since I've Been Coaching back in 2018, we've never had someone successfully follow this program and not achieve a mind-blowing transformation and be very, very happy with their results. Now, the next question I want to answer, just because I already kind of touched on this a little bit, is, what makes Shred so effective? And I mean, obviously the level of detail, the level of customization is like none other. But I, in my opinion, what really separates it from a lot of other programs on the market when it comes to like weight loss and fat loss is the fact that we do include the reverse diet, right? So a lot of people go into a weight loss program with no exit strategy. They just want to get that outcome. They want to hit a certain number on the scale. Or even if for you, it's not about a certain number, it's about like the outcome, how you're going to look after. But like what happens after that, right? So we always want to give you an exit strategy, meaning like, how are you going to maintain this progress? Because you bust your ass for 12 weeks to lose the weight, you want to be able to maintain that progress. And part of a huge part is following a reverse diet. But another really important part that is so like imperative, something that we really like advocate for with our clients at Cut and Conquer is understanding and education. Like, why does this work? Why are you training a certain way? Why are you eating a certain way? Why are we changing your nutrition at this point? Why are we doing these things, right? Understanding yourself, understanding your body, your metabolism, how things work. I mean, I don't expect my clients to become experts in the field of fitness, but I want them to have a basic understanding of why we're making these changes. There's definitely part of the process where it makes sense to say, oh, trust the process. Like, of course, you have to be patient. Results do take time. But you also want to question the process. If you are consistently doing something and it should be working, but it's not, there's a problem, right? Not a detrimental problem potentially, like, but there's something that's not working the way that it should, and we need to address it or tweak it or make some type of changes, whether it's training or a mental thing or a mindset shift or something in your nutrition or some type of stress management tool. Something needs to change so that you can see that progress. So the big difference between like a shred program and a typical fat loss program that's on the market today is we do start the process of reverse dieting, which is, for those of you who don't know, a lot of the time it gets this weird connotation of like being for the purpose of gaining weight. And that's absolutely not true. It's so that we can gradually bring your food intake back up. Because again, it is a fat loss program. We're going to be taking you into a deficit. It's a pretty aggressive fat loss program. And the reality is like, you don't want to be eating low calorie or in a deficit for your entire life. It's really hard on you mentally. It's hard on you physically. It's not good for you. It's not conducive to long-term sustainability with a fit body or a fit lifestyle, right? You don't want to live your life having to like restrict yourself with food or like be super hyper aware of all your calories every single day of your life. So that's why we want to, once you get to that end goal, we want to teach you how to maintain that and gradually bring you back to a level where you're maintaining that level of leanness, but you're still able to eat a good amount of food and feel satisfied and hopefully continue to increase your calories and potentially then move into either like a building phase or once we bring your calories back up, if you still want to lean out more, we can bring you back into that deficit. Next question is, can I train at home? So yes. We like, now that it's 2020, I would say the majority of our clients do train at the gym now. However, in 2020, 2021, even 2022, the majority of our clients trained at home. And the reality is it really doesn't matter where you are training. It matters the intensity that you go into your training session with and the program that you are following. Is it optimized for your goals, for your body structure, and for ultimately what you want to achieve? That's what makes the biggest difference. I've seen people who like train at the gym and they never make any progress because their program doesn't work for them. They're not consistent and their nutrition doesn't complement their training or what they're looking to achieve. And they kick ass in the gym, but like they don't actually make changes, right? If your nutrition is dialed in, your intensity is dialed in, your intentionality is there, and you're training at home, you're going to fucking kick ass. Like, you're going to see the growth that you want to see. So yes, Shred is, the next question was, is Shred customized? So yes, obviously it is. It's built for you. So if you're training at a home gym or training at home or training at the gym, it is tailored to where you're going to be. The one thing we don't recommend at Cut and Conquer typically is like consistently switching between like one day at the gym, one day at home, one day at the gym, one day at home, unless like literally your schedule is like Tuesdays and Thursdays you train at the gym and like Wednesdays and Fridays you train at home forever, right? Just because it does make it a little more challenging to be like properly progressively overload your training plan. Now you do get access to like home-based workouts if you're training at the gym, for example, when you join Cut and Conquer, but it doesn't make sense to like randomly switch and swap. Because then you're kind of doing like random things and you're expecting a controlled outcome. And in order to get that controlled outcome, we have to be very controlled with the input that you're putting in. The next question was, is shred injury friendly? Okay, so it depends on the injury. If it is a significant injury, honestly, I would say no, just because of the nature of the program. Yes, it's customized, but it's probably not the best fit for you, and you're probably not going to get the best outcome if you're dealing with a significant injury that really, really limits your movements. Having said that, we work with a lot of clients at Cut & Conquer who have injuries, even clients who come to us with injuries, and we're kind of working through that rehab process with them. But in that case, one of our elite packages where the program is designed and tailored to you, which Shred is also, but because Shred is so aggressive and it is only 16 weeks, it just doesn't make sense for most people dealing with an injury to do the program. If it's like a minor injury or something that you've kind of had forever and you know how to basically deal with it in a training environment, definitely in that case, it could still be a fit. Next question was, this is an important one, I think, because a lot of people have this struggle. And the question was, I struggle with binge eating. Will Shred help me? So again, I would say this is case by case. It does depend on how long you've been struggling for binge eating, how severe is the binge eating. But I would suggest one of our elite packages instead of the Shred program because they are just not as aggressive. One thing I'll say on binge eating, having been a past binge eater, is that just going on a diet won't fix your problem. It can in the short term, but binge eating goes so much deeper than that. And it is way more about subconscious beliefs and patterns than it is about actual physical situations or even cravings or anything that an actual physical or physiological diet will fix. Changing the physiological aspect and giving your body enough nutrients, it's definitely going to help you. And that's a key component to long-term healing with binging or any type of eating disorder. But it really goes beyond that. I won't get into it too much because that's not the purpose of this podcast episode, but I do have an episode on binge eating. It's from a couple weeks back. So if you have struggled with that, definitely recommend taking a listen. I work with a lot of people who come from a binge eating background, as do the coaches on my team. So it's totally something we can help you out with. But Shred is probably not the best fit right now. Okay. We also do have a binge eating course. So it's a course that I built a couple months back. If you are a current Cut & Conquer client, you can join for free. You just have to shoot me over a message and I will send you over how to get set up. If you're not a client, you're interested in that, definitely send me a message. We can kind of see if it would be a good fit for you. The next question. So I had two questions that were kind of similar. So the first one was, how hard are the workouts? So again, the workouts are customized, but they do follow a set criteria and they are advanced workouts. So it's not a beginner program whatsoever. You do need to have a foundation to fitness. You don't need to be advanced. You don't need to be shredded. You don't need to be an athlete, but you need to have basic knowledge of the gym / like weightlifting. And you do need to have a basic concept and foundation around healthy eating. The workouts for Shred, they will take as a minimum 45 minutes. Typically, they're about 50 to 65 minutes. I do have one client in the program right now who's doing a bit shorter workouts, are taking her about 40 minutes. So I would say ballpark 50 minutes, 50. But just so you guys know, like, you don't need to even train for 50 to 60 minutes to get a great workout. We have clients in the academy right now, clients in our elite coaching right now who literally do 35-minute workouts and they're crushing it. They're seeing results, they're losing weight, they're even building muscle in like spending 35 minutes in the gym. You just have to be really intentional and your program has to be spot on with the movements that you're doing for your body structure. The next question that was kind of similar was just, how hard is the program? And I will say it is our most challenging program. Like, without a doubt, hands down, it's the most challenging, mainly because of the nutrition aspect. But you also have to have a really strong mentality coming into it. Like, for example, one of my clients, shout out to Erin, she's absolutely fantastic. She's worked with Cut & Conquer for quite a while. And she has such a good mentality for these types of programs, because she is so, like, open to learning. And she actually has a really great foundation on her own when it comes to just like being athletic and knowing what healthy eating looks like. But every program she does with us, she puts 100% into it. And that doesn't mean that she's like 100% perfect, because she'll know this. She's not 100% perfect, but well, she's perfect in her own way. But like when it comes to the diet and the training and everything, but she always shows up to her best ability at that time. And she always, like, in the best way, like questions herself and questions things and like is hungry for knowledge and goes through all the details and does all the challenges and like embraces all the resources that we offer. And like, that's the mentality that we really look for when we're going through shred applications, is someone who like really has that growth mentality. Another example in our program right now, I'm so impressed with this client, and I'm going off track from the point of this podcast, but you guys, my client, Christine, like she joined end of October, I believe, into our elite coaching program. And she, honestly, she will agree with me. She had a lot of things going on, a lot of like nutrition struggles, a lot of fitness struggles, body image struggles. And like, she's literally embraced everything, and nothing she had tried in the past had worked. And I'm not saying that, oh my God, our programs are oh so special. Like, I do think they are the best, but it's not like we've done some super secret formula to magically help her, right? It's just, it's in the delivery and it's in the connection and the understanding component that you see these astronomical transformations. And like from October till now, like that's not a long time. And like when I first connected with her, like there's no way I would have been like, oh yeah, she can do a shred program this year. And like, I don't even like to limit people, but like she's already like signing up and like she's going to kill it. And I'm so, so, so impressed, because her growth and her progress physically and mentally has just like skyrocketed, you guys. And like, that is honestly what we look for with clients. Okay, next question. Will I be hungry? Honestly, the feedback that we get with the shred program is like, this is so much food. Everyone is different. Everyone's metabolism is different, especially if you're a female. Like hormonally, as you go through the month, your hunger levels will likely fluctuate. But for the most part, especially for the first 6 weeks of the program, I highly doubt you're going to be hungry. Like if anything, you're going to be very full. But it is so imperative that you eat all of the food in your plan, whether you're in shred or any program or with any coach. Like, eat all your food. Eat all your food. Trust your coach. Like, question why if you think it's too much, but like, trust it when it comes to eating the food, okay? Most people are definitely not eating enough to sustainably lose weight properly. A lot of people just think, oh, eat less to lose weight. Like, there's other podcast episodes, you guys. The episode called like How to Eat for Weight Loss Without Wrecking Your Metabolism breaks that down in depth. Recommend it if that's a mindset you've struggled with in the past. But you guys, you got to eat to lose weight. You got to, unless you want to crash and rebound and burn and like hate your life. So will you be hungry? I would say that there'll probably be days where you get hungry because you're going to be in a deficit. Phase three of the shred program is usually the toughest mentally and physically, because that's when your calories are typically the lowest. So by phase three, I mean weeks 8 to 12. That's when it requires the most mental strength, because that's when we might be implementing things like carb cycling, refeed days, refeed meals, those types of things. Not everyone needs those. Not everyone has them in the shred program by any means, but I'd say about 60% of people do. And that's when it just really requires a high level of focus and attention to detail and mental strength to push through. But most people are not, like, you're not going to be starving by any means. You're going to be eating like between 4 to 6 meals per day, no matter what, across the board. This question wasn't asked, but I do want to touch on the cardio component. Yes, cardio is required in shred. There's been one person in the history of the shred programs that we have ran who did no cardio. Having said that, she was very active. She worked in like warehousing. So she was doing like physical labor most of the day on shift anyways. And she actually also, we literally reverse dieted her through shred. So like, that was a one-off. That's never happened before, but I shouldn't say that it can never be, because there's been situations in which they're different, right? Everyone's different. But yeah. And if you don't know exactly what that meant, it means we started her with less calories than she finished the program with before the reverse diet. Like, we had to keep increasing her food because she was just like burning through it all. And she had like a 6-pack by the end of it. It was actually crazy insane. But typically you will be doing cardio. Generally, it's between 2 to 5 times per week, and it is added and or changed as needed. So typically you're going to start off doing 2 to 3 cardio sessions, anywhere between like 20 to 30 minutes. And then we add them and or may take them out temporarily as needed, depending on big one is stress levels and recovery. But most people are doing cardio about 3 to 5 times by the end of the program. Next question, I don't think I answered this one yet, was do you do weekly check-ins? So in the Shred program, we do bi-weekly check-ins. Way, way back in the day, I used to do weekly check-ins with my clients, but honestly, bi-weekly is way more effective because you have like a bigger period of time to assess what's working. And I do find with the bi-weekly check-ins, clients just like take them more seriously. So they actually provide like more information. They're less likely to miss check-ins. When you're doing a weekly check-in, like not that much changes in 7 days. So the information provided at the check-in like isn't as useful as a coach, like from the coaching end. And every 2 weeks, like it's way easier to see like what's happening with your body, how your body's responding, what's going on with your training, what's going on with your biofeedback. Are you recovering? Are you stressed out? How's your mindset? What, like, is the food working for you? Do we need to make changes? That type of thing. Excuse me. So yeah, bi-weekly check-ins in the Shred program. Next question was, do you get macros? So I have like I don't know what you would call it, a weird thing with macros, because a lot of people are like, oh, macros don't work for me. I'm like, macros have to work for you because everything is macros. Like a lot of people don't understand that like literally any diet, anything you're eating, even if you're not on a diet, it's macros. And like also the other thing, the word diet has like this bad connotation, but like diet is everything. Like dogs have diets, kids have diets, everything is a diet because what you're eating is your diet. But you guys, it's not macro based, meaning like you don't just get macros and calories and eat here, like hit these, right? That's not at all what Shred is. It is very structured. It is very detailed. You get a set out nutrition plan. You do get options, however, but it is very like, this is what you eat before your training. This is what you eat after your training. This is like the order in which you eat your meals to optimize your recovery and optimize muscle protein synthesis. And this is what we recommend before bed and how much time before bed do you eat it? Like that sort of thing. It is very, very, very detailed, more detailed than even in our academy programs. But when it says like, do you get macros? Like, yes, the macros for that meal are listed, but it's not like eat 30 grams of carbs, 30 grams of protein and 15 grams of fat. You know what I'm saying? Next question. Well, it's kind of a question. Yeah. I want to grow my booty. Is Shred a good fit? So debatable. Again, it's very, very, very context dependent, because I would even say most of the ladies in the Shred program right now have the goal to grow the glutes, but Shred is not a muscle growth oriented program. It's more geared towards body recomp slash fat loss. Okay. Meaning like losing your fat and maintaining your lean body mass. It's not very effective to try to build muscle and lose weight at the same time. Can it be done? It can be done, but neither of those are going to yield like great results if you're trying to do them both at the same time, because they're effectively like counteracting each other. It can be done, but it's just not that smart of a move. So if you're not trying to lean out, like you're just trying to maintain your weight or just build muscle or just build the glutes, I would definitely recommend our Booty Queen program or even our Muscle Majesty program in the academy, because that's what those are focusing on. However, in Shred, if your ultimate goal is to lean out, but you want to like still focus on the booty or the glutes or the lower body or a different part of your body, that can totally be an option, because again, the plan, it follows a set criteria, but it's customized to you. So like, obviously if you're trying to build your glutes, you're going to have more glute days or more glute exercises. If you're trying to grow your delts, grow your shoulders, like it's going to be more tailored to that. So like, it would be incorrect for me to say like, yes, this is a leg building program, but we can tailor it to what you're wanting to work on. Next question. This is kind of a fun one, is can men do the Shred program? Yes, they can. I have had several men do the Shred program in the past. Honestly, they have freaking killed it. Men typically, again, not every man, but typically lose fat a lot easier than most women. But yes, men can absolutely do it. Their training program is going to look a little different. A lot of people are like, oh, men train differently than women. Like at the end of the day, like weightlifting is weightlifting, like you're lengthening and shortening your muscles with a load. So it's not like, oh, men need all these different things than women need. It's just a difference in what your goals are. For example, most men are looking to like build up the pec muscles. Most females are not looking to build up their pec muscles. They might be looking to improve their bench press or get stronger at chest press or see like chest definition. But again, it's just differences there. Most men, even though they should want to like round out their glutes, aren't like, oh, I want to do like glute kickbacks. So again, the training exercises typically look obviously different based on the goals, but I have had women who are like, yeah, I want shredded fucking pecs. So again, individualized basis. Those, you guys, were all of the questions that we did have sent in. If you have more questions, different questions, please shoot me a message on Instagram at Nyphina, and I will be happy to answer your questions. You can also submit a coaching application to work with Cut and Conquer or to join the Shred program, which is going to be linked in the show notes. You can also find the link in our Instagram bio on my personal page at Nyphina or on our company Instagram page, Cut and Conquer Fitness. And episode 73 of Beyond the Body is called Shred is Back. It goes a little more in depth about the program. The final question that was not actually asked, but I definitely want to touch on is, when is the deadline to sign up? Okay. So this is This is our summer Shred program that I'm specifically talking about right now. If you're listening to this episode in the future, you're going to want to confirm dates, program launch dates, to make sure that this is accurate. But the deadline, you guys, for this launch of Summer Shred is coming up very, very quickly. So you need to get that application in. The deadline is March 21st, Thursday, March 21st. Okay. There might be the potential chance, if you're applying and signing up and enrolling on the Friday, the 22nd, that we can get you in, but it does not give us a lot of time to actually put the program together and onboard you. It does take several days to get you onboarded at Cut and Conquer for you to go through everything and get set up, as well as for me to, or us to, build your program. So if this is something you are interested in, waste no time. Reach out, tap that application button, get your Shred application in ASAP, and we'll see you guys in the next episode. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Beyond the Body. If you're getting value from the podcast, please don't forget to follow, rate, and review. It really goes a long way. And if you're ready to take your mind and body to the next level and you want to work closely with me and my team, head over to my Instagram page at Nyphina and tap the link in my bio to fill in a coaching application to see if Cut and Conquer can help you transform your life.